According to state data, a handful of counties in North Florida account for the lion's share of the 1,600 incidents of corporal punishment reported last year. Statewide, the practice is down more than 90% since 1990. Santa Rosa County is one of several districts to stop corporal punishment recently over fears of litigation. Superintendent Tim Rosdick.
The situation that I'm recalling was when a parent came to school and we paddled the child, and then a couple hours later, we were served notice of a complaint from Division of Children and Families.
Education Secretary John King's letter cites research showing that corporal punishment is counterproductive and that it is used disproportionately on boys and on black children. Congresswoman Frederica Wilson says those very arguments contributed to eliminating the practice in Miami-Dade more than 25 years ago. At the time, she says,
principals were so accustomed to governing not so much by corporal punishment, but by the threat of corporal punishment.
Then, as now, some parents supported physical discipline in schools. Wilson says corporal punishment was used out of habit. Once it was eliminated, schools found it wasn't needed. I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity in Miami.